This is Forrest Elise interviewing Sharon Holloman on June 22nd, 2016 at 9:20 a.m. for the Creative Push Project. Okay, so we know a little bit about your story already. You met your first husband at a young age.
Yes, 16. Actually 15 when I met him and got pregnant and had to drop out of school. And 3 months after we were married, he left. Never seen him again.
So you were 3 months pregnant?
I was 4 months pregnant when, then 3 months later he left. So he never saw his child.
Wow. What were you going through emotionally? Did you have family there?
My mom and dad was real good with me. They helped me out a lot.
That will all be picked up.
Stood by whatever I decided to do. Of course, back then you couldn't go to school. You had to drop out. So I dropped out, I had Warren, and then I took a correspondence class, took summer school, and was able to graduate with my class, which I thought was quite good because I was working, plus going to school and raising a little baby. But my mom and dad helped a lot.
Did you live at home with your parents?
No, I had a little apartment.
Wow, you were really mature at 16.
Yes.
So did your mom or your family members talk to you about the process of pregnancy and birth, or were you prepared?
Actually, everybody told me, oh, it hurts so bad. And like I told you, I kept waiting for it to hurt, you know, really hurt. And it never did. It was uncomfortable, I have to say that. But I didn't find, of course, I can take a lot of pain. My pain tolerance is pretty high. So it was fine.
How was your pregnancy?
Went to the doctor right away, and it was fine. I didn't have any problems. Of course, right at the end, swelling, you know, your legs swell and such, but I didn't have any problems. I tried to nurse, and a poor little guy almost starved to death because there was nothing really coming out. So we fixed that. He went on formula. But other than that, it was tough.
Yeah.
To do that.
So how old was your son when you met your second husband?
Warren was probably 18 months. And Carl and I got together. I was with him just long enough to have two kids. And left him. He was very abusive. Matter of fact, his mother took me down to my parents in Blythe. They had moved there from Needles. And she loaded me and the kids up and took us down, and I got out from under him.
What was the circumstance that you met him under?
I was born and raised in Needles, and so was he. And it was just, we just got together eventually. When he wasn't drinking, it was a real nice guy, but when he was drinking, was very abusive.
Was he good with your baby? Was that part of the draw?
Not really. He wasn't much of a father figure.
So you were basically like rescued from this terrible situation, and you were starting a new life, basically.
Yeah.
But to backtrack a little bit, so when you were married, were you trying to get pregnant?
No, I never tried to get pregnant. I was fertile myrtle, you know, just happened.
Was there anything memorable about your pregnancy or the delivery? Did you deliver in a hospital?
In the hospital, all four of them.
Did you take any sort of medication?
No. No, just my vitamins for, you know, pregnancy vitamins, but I never took, never had the block, I never had shots or anything like that, just was all natural.
So, did you have any take any classes or anything? How did you cope with the pain?
I have a high pain tolerance.
Did you do any like breathing techniques or walk around or?
Not really.
Did your water break in the hospital or at home?
No, at home. Yeah.
What was that?
I always waited until it broke, and then I knew better hurry up and get down there.
You know, it's actually really unusual for a woman's water to spontaneously break. You actually seemed like you had a body made for giving birth.
Yes, I do have a body for birth.
Okay, so you're starting your new life, and you have three young children now.
Yes.
Are you working? How are you making that happen?
Yeah, I was a waitress. Of course, you know, that's the easiest thing to be when you're raising kids as a waitress, because you can always get a job. So I did that, and then I was real lucky after I had my last child that I applied for a job with the Riverside County Assessor's Office, and I got the job. So I always had the good job for insurance for the kids, but I always worked two and three other jobs, you know, so I could have clothes, extra money for stuff.
Yeah. So then let's talk about your fourth child. So what was the circumstance?
Okay. Scott, my fourth child, he was really a surprise because Jimmy had like maybe a 7% chance of fathering a child. And fertile Myrtle here, we had a baby. He didn't think it was his. So for a long, long time, he would not acknowledge Scott. And then he ended up having twin boys that died at birth. So all of a sudden he calls me out of the blue one day and says, "Sharon, my mom says you're having trouble with Scott." And I go, "And what?" Well, then he told me his story, that he had twin boys that had died at birth and that he thought maybe Scott was his. Down to the mole on his back, yes, it was his.
So did they meet? Did he ever?
Yes. Scott went to stay, when he was about 6 years old, he went to stay with Jimmy and his wife for a summer. And of course, his stepmother did not really want him around, so that didn't pan out. And Scott's dad just recently died, but we all got together about 4 years ago and had a good discussion. Everything was pretty good.
So when you reflect back on your experiences, what are your thoughts?
Well, I have to say, I do not regret any of it. There's a couple things I would have changed along the way. But had I have not experienced what I experienced, I would not have my four good children and grandkids and great-grandson. So basically, it was tough. I'm not going to say it wasn't tough, because it was. But up until 1972, I had my parents, and then they both died. And I've always been very lucky. I've had a lot of friends. Not so much financially, but just there to help me if I needed something. Never got child support for any of them.
Can you talk about how your relationship with your boys, how they feel about you? And
they love me very much. They call me every day. Now, Warren in Oklahoma, he doesn't call every day. But Scott calls me every morning, make sure I'm okay. KT, he works in Alaska, he calls. They really do respect me.
Do they understand what?
They understand exactly what I went through. They were raised by babysitters, basically, because I had to work so much. But all in all, and I'll be 71 in August, all in all, it's been a good ride.
Done. You're awesome. That was perfect. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No.
I'm good. Mm-hmm.